police officer among four dead in shooting at New York City office building. Russia strikes prison in Ukraine, killing 17 and wounding dozens. Beijing floods Gill 30 as China sees summer of extreme weather. Nigeria's victorious women footballers promised 100,000 each. Thailand accuses Cambodia of violating hours-old ceasefire. China offers parents $1,500 in bid to boost births. Hundreds of arrests during deadly Angola fuel protests. Ex-Colombian President Alvaro Uribe guilty of witness tampering. Pro-Ukraine hacker group claims Aeroflot cyber attack. Trump cites Murdoch's aide to seek swift deposition in Epstein case. Putin must agree Ukraine ceasefire in 10 or 12 days. Says Trump 17 killed as gunmen attack bear in Ecuador, France, and Germany. Lied downbeat EU response to US trade deal. Nigeria kidnapper skill 35 hostage. Seven after ransom paid. Israeli rights groups accuse Israel of genocide in Gaza. Google failed to warn 10 million of Turkey earthquakes. Averity U.S. begins preparing Qatari jet to be used as Air Force One. Five killed in Bangkok market mass shooting. Southern Europe in heatwave fans multiple wildfires. Bowen. Israel's aid measures a gesture to allies horrified by Gaza starvation. BBC uncovers lasting toxic legacy of cargo ship disaster off Sri Lanka. How Trump wants the U.S. to cash in on mineral-rich DR Congo's peace deal. Ancient site stirs heated political debate on India's past. The Caribbean islands that give you a passport if you buy a home. The Last Custodian, a Kashmiri artisan's battle to save a musical legacy. Europe accused of going soft on Azerbaijan to avoid buying Russian gas. World's thirst for matcha dries up global supplies. School leavers losing their lives for Russia in Putin's war with Ukraine. Tea time with Trump, striking balls and deals over 18 holes. BBC visits Beijing region hit by deadly flood. Watch New York in shock after fatal office shooting. Watch nursing home residents rescued from China floods. Watch BBC's Jeremy Bowen goes onboard a plane dropping aid into Gaza. Southern European heatwave fans multiple wildfires. Passengers use emergency slides to flee plane fire in US. I witnessed war crimes in Gaza. Former worker at GHF aid site tells BBC. I'm so tired. Mother of starving Gazan baby speaks to BBC. Gorilla habitats and pristine forest at risk as DRC opens half of country to oil and gas drilling bids. Christopher Nolan criticized for filming in occupied Western Sahara city. Eswatini opposition attacks, US deal as human trafficking disguised as deportation. UK's aid cuts will hit children's education and raise risk of death. Man rescued trying to reach Spain from Morocco in rubber ring and flippers. Colombia's former president Alvaro Uribe found guilty of witness tampering. Democrat urges hearing into human rights abuses at El Salvador mega prison. Missionaries using secret audio devices to evangelize Brazil's isolated peoples. Men freed from El Salvador mega prison endured state-sanctioned torture, lawyers say. Come with me, Chuck E. Florida police arrest mascot for credit card fraud as children look on. Thailand seeks to ease fears amid shaky ceasefire deal with Cambodia. China floods, more than 30 killed in Beijing and tens of thousands evacuated. Thailand and Cambodia agree to immediate and unconditional ceasefire. New Zealand Attorney General warns her government's electoral reform could breach human rights law. The Hunt for the Next Dalai Lama podcast. Liberal MP says women prefer hairdressing and men drawn to maths in debate over gender quotas. Pro-Palestine protest group says we will see them in court after police block Sydney Harbour Bridge march. Tim Wilson gives second first speech. As it happened, David Crisafulli claims drop in Queensland crime victim rates, but Labour says he's cherry-picking data.